He was a leader of justice, mercy and piety, reviver of the Sunnah. He was a leader of justice, mercy and piety, reviver of the Sunnah.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wassalatu wassalamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, welcome back to our series, The Blessed Life of Sayyidina Umar bin Abdulaziz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh. Through various angles, we are trying to study the life of this blessed individual and trying to take lessons from his blessed life so that we can take lessons and act upon them so that we can become successful like he was. May Allah Almighty allow us to fulfill this dream and this wish. Now, my dear viewers of Madani Channel, on a daily basis, hundreds of thousands of people leave this physical world. Either they pass away, they die from this world. And the majority of them, my dear viewers on Madani Channel, within days, they are forgotten. Once they are buried, people remember them or may visit their grave for a day or two. Some people may be a week. They might forget them after a year. Some people might be remembered after 10 years, or maybe for one or two generations, maybe 40 or 50 years, maybe 70 years. Some people might be lucky, and they are still remembered after 100 years. But the majority of people, my dear viewers on Madani Channel, they are forgotten as soon as they pass away. Even if they are remembered after 100 years, after that, they are forgotten. Nobody remembers who they were. Nobody remembers what they did, how they behaved, what job they had, how much wealth they had. Nobody remembers anything about them. But my dear viewers on Madani Channel, there are some people who not only are they remembered 100 years later, centuries later, they are still remembered. People still know who they are. People not only know who they are, they actively study their lives. Why? Because they want to become like them. Why? Because they saw the success that those individuals had in their life. They saw the impact they had on society. And they see the legacy that is left behind by these individuals. And because of that, they want to achieve similar things. They want to become like them. And to become like them, they need to know them, know how they achieved that, what made them so successful. And my dear viewers of Madani Channel, one such personality is Sayyidina Umar bin Abdulaziz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh. Now just reflect, that is approximately, give or take, 1400 years ago. But even today, people around the world know who this individual is. They know who Sayyidina Umar bin Abdulaziz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi is. They know what he achieved during his life. They know how great of an individual he was. People still study his life. People still look up to him. People still want to become like him. People still study his life and take lessons from it because they want to be like him. Because they want to follow in his footsteps. But why do they want to follow in his footsteps? They see what he achieved in his life. They see the legacy that he left behind. They see how successful he was. It's said about Sayyidina Umar bin Abdulaziz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi that he was Umar al-Thani, the second Umar. Who was the first Umar? The second Caliph of Islam, Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Now just to be called the second Umar, from that, you can see how great a rank this individual must have had. You can see how highly scholars and our pious predecessors actually thought about him, that they entitled him Umar al-Thani, the second Umar. Now, my dear viewers of Madani Channel, just to understand the rank of this individual, Sayyidina Umar bin Abdulaziz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, just to understand why we talk about him, and specifically why in this series we are mentioning him specifically, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, and why we are trying to take lessons from his life. Listen to this one quote of the leader of the Hanbalis, the founder of the Hanbali school of thought, Sayyidina Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, he says, when you see that a person has devotion for Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, and he arranges the mention of his attributes and spreads them, it will only result in goodness for him. Subhanallah. Throughout this series, we will talk about the life of Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, from various angles, and try to take lessons and try to follow in his blessed footsteps. In today's episode, we'll talk about one hadith from that compilation, which was Musnad Umar bin Abdul Aziz, narrated by Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh. And we'll try to take lessons from it, my dear viewers of Madani channel. It's mentioned Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, he narrated on the authority of Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Umar, radiyallahu ta'ala anhumah. Remember, Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Umar, radiyallahu ta'ala anhumah, he's the great companion of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He is the son of the second caliph of Islam. He is narrating this hadith, this saying of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, directly from Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Umar, radiyallahu ta'ala anhumah. And remember, there was a family link between Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Umar, radiyallahu ta'ala anhumah, and Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi as well. So what's the narration? It's mentioned that the last and final Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, undoubtedly, Allah Almighty likes the young man who spends his youth obeying Allah Almighty. Subhanallah. Allah Almighty likes the young man who spends his youth obeying Allah Almighty. Subhanallah. May Allah Almighty allow us all to spend our youth in worshipping Him. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now my dear viewers of Madani channel, let's reflect on this point of how we spend our youth. Generally we see two types of youth in accordance with how they spend their time, how they spend their life. Number one, we see those youth who spend the energy of their youth for the success of their hereafter. We see them steadfast in fulfilling the fara'id and wajibat. We see them eager to attain success and attain righteous deeds. We see them eager to refrain from sins. And in any case where their nafs or shaitan gets the better of them, the whispers get the better of them, we see that they repent immediately. They start treading on the path towards paradise. My dear viewers of Madani channel, this category of youth is very few in number. This category of youth who strive for the hereafter in their youth, who worship Allah Almighty in abundance, who do everything they are supposed to do and stay away from those things which they are supposed to stay away from in their youth, we see that this type of youth, my dear viewers of Madani channel, is very few. The second type of youth is such that this world means everything for him. They are not bothered about beautifying or destroying the hereafter. They couldn't care less about the hereafter. They are only bothered about this world. For them, youth is a time for enjoyment. In the name of entertainment, we see they do so many ridiculous things. It's their normal routine to watch dramas and films, to listen to music, to spend their time doing indecent things, whether that's in person or on social media. We see that they are full of immodesty, my dear viewers of Madani channel. And there's no shame in this category of youth. Whenever someone tries to rectify them or explain to them that this is wrong, this is not how you should be spending your life, what's the answer that this type of youth gives back? It's my life, it's my rules. I'll do what I want, who are you? It's my ears, I'll listen to what I want. It's my eyes, I'll look at what I want. It's my mouth, I'll eat or drink whatever I want. I'll smoke whatever I want. It's my body, I'll do with it what I want. If I want to put a tattoo, I'll put a tattoo. If I don't, I won't. If I want to go to such a place, I'll go. It's my life. Who are you? This is the type of attitude that this category of youth has. That's why this type of youth, one type of youth was the first type, who spends their youth trying to obey Allah Almighty, spends its strength in worshipping Allah Almighty. Whereas this second category, it spends the energy of its youth in the disobedience of Allah Almighty. May Allah Almighty allow us to become from those individuals who fall into that first category, who worship Allah Almighty in their youth. Ameen. Bijahin Nabiyyil Ameen. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, especially the youngsters, don't forget, on the day of judgment, our book of deeds will be opened, and on that day, we will have to give account for every single deed that we filled our book of deeds with. On the day of judgment, our book of deeds will be presented, and we will be told to read, what actions did you do? And my dear viewers of Madani Channel, remember, one question on the day of judgment, a scary question for all of us, especially those spending our youth in heedlessness. One question on the day of judgment will be, what actions did you spend your youth in? Now just ponder, my dear viewers of Madani Channel. On the day of judgment, we are asked, what actions did you spend your youth in? What are we going to say? Those of us who fill our youth with sinful actions, who look at those things which we are not supposed to look at, who eat and drink and smoke those things which we are not supposed to drink or smoke or eat, listen to those things which we are not supposed to be listening to, we go to those places which we are not supposed to go to, we do those actions which we have been prohibited from, we don't do those actions which we have been commanded to do. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, how will we answer this question on the day of judgment? How will we be able to stand there and answer this question? How embarrassed and how much regret will we have at that time? The day of judgment, when we have been told to read our actions and we are reading and answering this question about how we spent our youth, how will we feel? Dear viewers of Madani Channel, displeasure of Allah Almighty will lead a person to hell, and His pleasure will make one enter paradise. Are our actions those which will lead us to paradise? Or are they those actions which will lead us to the fire of hell? My dear viewers of Madani Channel, youth, youngsters, this is the time to worship Allah Almighty. In our young age, this is where we have the energy, we have the power, we have the ability to worship Allah Almighty. Just look at the elders around you, those who have reached old age. Just look at them and ask them. Look at how much regret they have that they didn't do more in their youth. They might want to do more now, but they don't have that power they had in their youth. Just find one elder and sit with him for half an hour. Speak with him for half an hour, my dear viewers of Madani Channel, and you will see the importance of youth. You will see, right now you think the power that you have, right now we think that the power that we have, the ability that we have, the mental capacity and faculty that we have, that we will have it for all our lives. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, it's not the case. Old age will catch up with a person. And those things which you can easily do now, we won't be able to do them once we get older. Do we not see those individuals who worshipped Allah Almighty in so much in their youth? Now they reach that age where they can't even do ruku or sujood properly. They are on chairs. When they were young, they would have thought that that time would come in their lives. But it's come. Those individuals who used to run around for the deen of Allah Almighty in their youth, because of their old age, because of illnesses which come with old age, they can't do it anymore. Sit with them and speak with them, my dear viewers of Madani Channel. If you think you'll do the repentance, you'll do tawbah when you get to a certain age, you'll repent at a certain age and then start worshipping Allah Almighty, my dear viewers of Madani Channel, it's not the case. It won't happen. Why? Because at that age, we won't have the ability that we have now. And this is the reason, my dear viewers of Madani Channel, that those who worship Allah Almighty in their youth are given such a high rank that they become the beloveds of Allah Almighty. Why? Because in youth, you have the power to do anything you want. You have the energy to do whatever you want. You have the mental ability and faculty, the physical ability as well, to do whatever you want. But when you choose to worship Allah Almighty at that point, you choose to stay away from sin. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, that is the power of faith. That is why the youth are so powerful. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, that is why a young person who worships Allah Almighty in his youth becomes the beloved of Allah Almighty. Because that age where he could have done other things, he had the ability to do other things, he still worshipped Allah Almighty in that age. He spent the best part of his life that part of his life where he could do anything he wanted and wished in the service of Allah Almighty and the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now my dear viewers on Madani channel, this is the time to repent. Now, whilst we are still young, not when we get older. Who knows and who is guaranteed that old age? No one's guaranteed it. There's one guarantee in life, my dear viewers on Madani channel, that we will die. That guarantee nobody can deny. Every soul will taste death. Every single individual will pass away. But we don't know what age. We know we will die, but we don't know what age. So why, when we are young, are we thinking, I'll do tawbah when I'm older? We should repent in the court of Allah Almighty now, today, right now. My dear viewers on Madani channel, watching this program, just take a minute, close your eyes. Those sins which we have committed throughout our lives, but especially in our youth, let's ask Allah Almighty to forgive us for our sins and make this firm intention that we won't go back to those sins again. Let's ask Allah Almighty to allow us to worship Him in our youth and make us from those individuals who are beloved to Him Azza wa Jal. Now let's listen to one incident, one story about the power of tawbah and how quickly a person's tawbah is accepted if it is sincere. It's mentioned, a young man used to attend the speeches of a pious person. And when that individual would, the person who was delivering the speech, he would utter the words, Ya Sattar. The young man would overcome with a strange state of joy. So whenever the person who was speaking would say, Ya Sattar, this young individual, this young man, he would become so happy, he would express happiness in a way that people would think that there's something wrong with him. So then people asked him, why do you get so happy with this one phrase? And he said, I used to go to wedding functions. I used to wear women's clothing and would sit and intermingle with women. I once did the same at the occasion of the wedding of a princess. That day, the necklace of the daughter of the king got lost. All the doors in that venue were shut. And it was announced that every woman will be searched through turn by turn. Every woman will be searched for that necklace. He then says, the search was carried out to the extent that there was only two people left, one woman and me. Now because he was dressed as a woman, people thought he was a woman. And he says, At this point, I sincerely repented in the court of Allah Almighty and made the intention that if I am saved from disgrace today, then I will never do this again. He made this intention, he will never do this again. Then when the other woman was searched, so the other woman who was left, she was searched, they found the necklace. He says, I was saved on that day. Since that day, whenever I hear Allah Almighty's blessed name, Sattar, i.e. the one who conceals, I recall my sin and Allah Almighty concealing my sin. I remember my sin that I did and I remember Allah hiding my sin, subhanAllah. And that state overpowers me, which you see. This is why I get so happy when I hear the words, Ya Sattar. Now my dear viewers of Madani channel, reflect. Look how quickly his tawbah was accepted. My dear viewers of Madani channel, if we make sincere tawbah, Allah Almighty will accept our tawbah. And the best time to do it is now. Don't delay it. Don't think I will wait till I reach old age. No, my dear viewers of Madani channel, right now. And whenever a sin happens, whenever we fall foul of the whispers of shaitan, of our nafs, straight away we should do tawbah in the court of Allah Almighty. We should ask forgiveness from Allah Almighty. And my dear viewers of Madani channel, we should ask and do this tawbah with sincerity and with this conviction in our heart that Allah Almighty will forgive our sins. My dear viewers of Madani channel, we've seen throughout history, it's full of individuals who are sinners, but they do tawbah. They do sincere repentance and they go on to become leading luminaries of this ummah. They go on to become shining stars of this ummah. They go on to become those individuals who people look at them and they become pious people. They go on to become those individuals that people centuries after they pass away, they listen to their story and want to become like them. They take inspiration from them. My dear viewers of Madani channel, let's make sincere tawbah. Let's ponder over how we are spending our youth and let's spend it in the right way. Let's follow the teachings of our pious predecessors and follow blessed sayings of our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which have emphasized the importance of worshipping in youth. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, especially my youngsters, now we have the ability, we have the power, we have the opportunity to do whatever we want. Let's spend this time, my dear viewers of Madani Channel, we are in good physical conditions, we have good mental faculties when we are young. Let's spend these in the service of Allah Almighty, in the service of Islam, in the service and worship of Allah Almighty, in the obedience to the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, so that we are not disgraced in the hereafter, so that we can attain success in this world and in the hereafter as well. May Allah Almighty make us those who truly understand the importance of youth and worship in youth. May Allah Almighty allow us to stay away from sins throughout our lives, but especially in our youth as well. May Allah Almighty allow us to worship Him in abundance throughout our lives, but especially in our youth as well. Ameen bijahin nabiy al-ameen. Sallu ala al-habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
He was a leader of justice, mercy and piety, reviver of the sunnah. He was a leader of justice, mercy and piety, reviver of the sunnah.